From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Simon and Garfunkel, of course, with Homeward Bound, and I guess we're kind of using a little creative license since we're all homebound, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Rachel Lolar. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. In fact, it's coming up the weekend of August 28th through the 30th. We'll have all this coronavirus stuff past us way by then. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and that's coming up on Saturday, June 13th. It was originally scheduled for April. We moved it to Saturday, June 13th. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to a number of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine that are open for business and ready to take your phone calls and either get the work going right now or perhaps get it set up so that when you feel more comfortable for them to get the work going, you'll be all set to pull the trigger. And we'll be talking with Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools, Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Carpet One, Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms, Cynthia Mappas with Rick's Lighting and Home, and finally, we're going to be talking to John Byram. He's the owner of Made Pro here in Charleston, and they are the company that will be doing all of the cleaning for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour as soon as the tour wraps up at 5 o'clock. The tour is scheduled for Saturday, June 13th, and Made Pro will be coming into all of the homes that are on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour and doing surface cleaning to wipe everything down and keep all the homeowners safe, that kind of thing. He's going to be talking about what you can do at home to keep your house disinfected and cleaned up and everything like that. So we'll be talking to John Byram with Made Pro, in addition to all the other home pros. And we recorded these interviews about 10 days ago, and at that time, all of these companies were open for business. In fact, many of the companies that you see in the new issue, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, are open for business, and they have all adjusted to what we're experiencing now with the coronavirus in terms of making adjustments to keep their staff safe, to keep customers safe. And there's an awful lot of construction still going on. I'm really glad that they gave an exemption to construction, because Oftentimes, like, we're having some work done at the office here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and there's only two guys. They're not going to be, they're practicing social distancing, and all of our staff are working from home, so it's not a problem with that or anything like that. So, you know, it's possible to continue to get work done. There's an awful lot of virtual appointments that are taking place too. So use this time wisely. Don't just waste it. Use it as best you can and you're probably noticing a lot of different things around your home that you want to make different and change and improve. And pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue. We've made a little adjustment. We've already done a big mailing of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And if you didn't get it at home, you can stop by any Harris Teeter and pick it up. Any Harris Teeter throughout the Charleston area and all of the CVS pharmacy locations in Mount Pleasant. That seems to be the big highlight of the day for people to go out and go to the grocery store. And you can just go to Harris Teeter. They've got these racks, these big racks set up with different publications. And for the next 90 days, we'll be distributing Charleston Home and Design Magazine via all the Charleston area Harris Teeters, and also the CVS pharmacy locations in Mount Pleasant. So make sure to pick up the new issue of the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've got Paula Rollis. She's a content creator and owner of Paula Rollis Home on the cover, and it's our bathroom issue. So there's tons of local bathroom projects that we have in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So get remodeling, get building, and have a great weekend. And now joining us on the phone is Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm great, Tim. How about yourself?
Good. Well, thanks for taking a moment to talk to us, Brian. Is Blue Haven Pools open for business?
We are open for business. Not only our new construction, but our maintenance and service division is also open and functioning.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear that. It's very, very easy to kind of paint every business out there with one brush, and the fact is every business, especially in the construction industry, is different. And good news to hear that the city of Charleston has given construction companies an exemption from having to stay at home, which is great for all of the companies that you see featured in Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yes, when I had noticed that they had allowed for that, it was definitely a breath of fresh air. not only that, but I believe recently the Homeland Security had deemed that the pool and spa industry be declared as an essential business, mainly because a lot of homeowners and children are home during these times, and especially in Charleston as we're starting to see some 80 degree weathers, people are wanting to stay home and use their pools, and a lot of them don't really know how to do the maintenance on them because we have been doing it for such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So they want to make sure that while these kids are home, that they're able to swim and enjoy the pool, but they're able to do it in sanitized and freshly cleaned water. The last thing that we need is to have a bunch of, green and unsanitized pools that these kids are swimming in.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And oftentimes the homeowners they're set up on a plan with Blue Haven Pools where when the pool technician stops by, the homeowners don't even realize that they've come and gone, right?
That's correct.
So it's not necessary to have a lot of or any of direct contact with customers. But I wanted to ask you, what kinds of instructions are you giving your employees in terms of keeping them safe and keeping your customers safe at Blue Haven Pools?
Well, fortunately, most of our business is done outdoors, and we're able to very easily keep our social distancing away. So when it comes to our project managers and all of our service techs, we are telling them to stay sanitized. Anything they're touching, make sure it's sanitized. Make sure it's sanitized after you touch it. No matter if it's something on the job site or if it's the vehicles, you know, that you're driving. If you go into a public area, maybe during your lunch or to use the restroom, make sure that you are sanitizing, you know, afterwards. And then anybody in our office staffs, fortunately, we have a large enough facility where we have pretty much everybody in their own space. So we don't have a lot of shared areas that we have to deal with. Everybody is much further away than the 6 feet social distancing requirements that, you know, the government has come out and mandated.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for you. If you have a pool currently, do you have any idea whether you know kids that are playing in the pool, they need to keep 6 feet apart, or, you know, being in the water, does that make any difference?
So the CDC has came out and said that your properly maintained pool water cannot transfer or transmit the virus itself, that any properly maintained pool water is safe to swim in. Now, if you are next to somebody in the pool and they tend to cough or sneeze on you, then obviously I think that could be a potential problem. So I would definitely recommend still obeying by the social distancing rules, and if you're going to enjoy the pool with multiple people, then just make sure you keep to your own areas and enjoy the pool that way. But the great news is that you are able to enjoy the pool.
That's true. You know, Brian, the last few years, I've really, really enjoyed looking at the beautiful photographs of the Blue Haven pools that have been featured in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And one of the things that I've noticed is the term resort style pools, and Blue Haven Pools has been a lot involved in some big projects in at people's homes, you know, where, and I think this is kind of a trend from the last crisis we had, the financial crisis in 2008, where people kind of, I'd never heard that term cocooning, but they it does make sense. You know, they decided, hey, you know, it's a rough world out there. We're going to have a place at home where our kids can have fun, and the adults can have a blast, and we don't really even need to leave the house. I've talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, there's multiple things to take into consideration when trying to decide if you're going to invest, you know, in a project in your backyard. You know, one, the most popular is, you know, something for your family to enjoy. And, you know, some people just don't want to spend the mass amount of money to go to a resort and share that pool with, you know, 100 other people. They want to build something in their backyard, and not only can they enjoy it on maybe that week that they would be traditionally going to some other commercial, you know, pool, but they can enjoy it, you know, year round. Mm-hmm. And that investment that they're putting into their backyard, you know, they're able to enjoy 365 days a year. So, you know, some people would rather just have, you know, a everyday more basic pool, but then we have some homeowners that want to go all out and they want to build, you know, something that's going to have much more of a wow factor. And we can really do all of that. You know, we can build just the everyday basic pool, or we can build really anything that your mind can possibly imagine. You know, we've got a full design staff that will meet with you and go over your budgets and go over what your thoughts are. And a lot of people nowadays are printing out pictures from Pinterest and Houzz and all these multiple websites. And it's definitely a good thing because, you know, people now have a good idea what they're looking for. You know, instead of them just saying, I want a pool, now they can give us exact ideas of what they want. And they're setting the stage for an expectation.
Yeah. And having an amazing, swimming pool and outdoor living space in your backyard, it's definitely an investment. It'll pay off, in the future if you sell the property, and much different from in the past when, I think back in the 50s and 60s, I never really understood this as a kid, but swimming pools were not looked at as in a positive light. I think that people would have to subtract some value from a home if there was a swimming pool, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, I mean, I've actually got lots of realtor friends, and they tell me that any time that a pool is in a backyard on a home that they are listing, and it's done well. And what I mean done well, it's a beautiful gunite concrete swimming pool with, you know, maybe some water features, nice decking, you know, that sort of thing. It's not a vinyl liner or fiberglass, you know, just insert plopped inside the ground. When it's done right, which all the Blue Haven pools are done right and are 100% structural concrete projects, then those houses, they're telling me, fly off the market much more faster than homes, you know, that don't have those pools. And you got to think, the people that are moving here, you know, it's the majority is, you know, people from Ohio, people from up north, that are looking at the map and they're looking at the best next spot other than Florida to maybe set their roots for their next stage of their life. And fortunately, Charleston tends to be one of those places. And people want that tropical environment. And what gives it more than having a nice, well-built, you know, pool in the backyard?
Well, that's true. And I remember begging my mother to let us get a swimming pool, and she said, no, it's just not worth it. You'd only be able to use it three months a year. This is in upstate New York in the Adirondacks, but that's definitely not the case here in Charleston. Well, Brian, how can folks get more information about Blue Haven Pools, not just for to build a new pool, but also servicing of your existing pool?
Yeah, so, you know, one thing I will tell people right now is that now is the time. Now is the time to be calling us to get on the books, to get something started, because this will pass. These, you know, circumstances that are upon us today, it's a temporary period of time. And the last thing we want is for people to wait until this is all over and then they decide they want a pool when they knew all along that they wanted one to begin with. If it was me, I would be calling now. I would be checking out our website and get us on the books and let's get it designed and let's get it submitted. That way, when all this is done and figured out, you know, you have the pool that you've always wanted, and we can go from there. But our website is BlueHavenSC, as in SouthCarolina.com. And our local office number is area code 843-552-6000.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Pepin with Blue Haven Pools. Thanks so much, Brian.
Yeah, man, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now joining us on the phone is Dean Kelly with Carpetbaggers Carpet One. How are you, Dean?
Well, Tim, how about yourself?
Good, thank you. Thanks for taking time out to talk to me today, Dean. Is Carpetbaggers Carpet One, are you folks open for business?
Yes, we are, Tim. We sure are.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. And
you were telling me right before we started the interview that that Carpetbaggers is considered an essential business. It falls under the construction exemption that through the city of Charleston is allowing construction to continue. And tell us what kind of message you'd like to get out to the public about Carpetbaggers Carpet One.
Well, first of all, we appreciate the fact that we can still open and still serve the public, and we want to be sure that the public knows that yes, we are open. We are asking folks, and we put it on Facebook, and we've got it on our sign and on our website as well, that we'd like for you to call us for an appointment. And the reason for that is we want to keep our work environment, our showroom, everything as clean and healthy as we possibly can. So you say, hey, I'd like to come in at 12 o'clock. Well, we're going to have our folks clean and have everything wiped down and ready for them to come in. We'll walk you through. You'll have the store basically, to yourself, limiting the amount of, folks in here. We wipe down after you leave, and then on to the next person. And in terms of what we're doing to keep our, things, we're obviously wiping things down. We've got gloves I've got some really, really good hospital grade soap that our folks are washing their hands with, and our customers can wash their hands with, and we're doing that. We are also splitting our staff so that we're keeping our salespeople, a lot of them at home working from home. They've got the software to be able to do that at home, making calls, following up on people, even going to check jobs, that sort of thing. But our support staff, they're working like every other day. We're splitting them up and letting them work every other day, so we can again limit the amount of people here, limit the gathering, and hopefully not contribute to spreading anything. And we're also no one comes to work without being sure and verifying that there's no fever and no sickness, because we don't want anybody here that could potentially spread the virus.
How about installations?
Installations we're still doing. Now, what we're doing is we're trying to use a common sense approach. We're asking if you want floors installed and you're going to be there and there's going to be a lot of folks there, that's on a case-by-case basis. We want to talk to the customer to be sure we're all on the same page, that we're being safe and using good common sense, both with our folks and their people. We're not going to send anybody over there that's sick, number one. But number two, we want to be sure that you're not sick, that you don't have any issues, and that we can kind of maybe get the family members to move into a different area of the house while we work in the area, without folks being around us. We're doing a tremendous amount of work for folks that have businesses that are closed, that are taking advantage of getting some work done. We're doing rental property for folks that don't have anybody living there currently and think it's a good time to go ahead and change things out. We are doing work for retirement homes where they're trying actually to get people to get us in and out so they can have spaces to put people in isolation. So most of our work right now is unoccupied, but we are working with people. We just want to be sure that we're all on the same page and we're using good common sense when we're working in someone's home.
Well, it's just amazing to see how businesses have been able to shift, and they're doing very ingenious things to keep their staff and their customers safe, and more importantly, keep their people employed. Because how many employees does Carpetbaggers Carpet One have?
Well, we've got 24 folks that are on everyday payroll, and then we've got about 30 laborers. We've got folks that we want to protect, and I pray every single day that no one or anybody in our employment or their families get sick. So far, we haven't had any. We do have one of our salespeople was attending the church over Mount Pleasant, that where they had the pastors were sick, and we kept him in quarantine. He's not come back to work, and we want to kind of keep it that way. But he's showing no signs of the virus.
Right.
You're right, Tim. We're in uncharted waters. We're unprecedented times, and you know, if you got the entrepreneurial spirit, you've got to find a way to make it work, to keep your people employed. And again, I think that one message I'd love to get out is that you know, Charleston community guys, we have got to support our local community. When those restaurants open back up, we have got to go to these local restaurants. We've got to see the local businesses that are here for, you know, everybody's, you know, support each other's kids and all kind of, you know, sporting, you know, like intramural, not intramural, but, you know, like rec league or high school or whatever the case may be. And yep. The local charities, I mean, it's usually the local folks that are doing that. And we've got to give back to these folks that have supported us all these years. And I think by doing that, we keep the money local. And I think we can definitely get the economy, local economy, going back strong once we can go back to work full tilt. But let's just really try and make an attempt to support those local businesses, because that's a message I think is starting to. I see a lot of people following that, and I think we've got to maintain that. You know, let's support these local businesses.
Exactly, and Carpetbaggers Carpet One, you folks are a local business. How long has Carpetbaggers been around?
Well, I guess this makes me old, but since 1992, we've been serving folks in the Lowcountry since 1992. So if you have an issue with anything, you've got local ownership that'll be there to support you and take care of you in any way, shape, or form, and to be sure that you have a good experience, and that's what we're about.
Sure. Could someone call Carpetbaggers Carpet One and say, hey, can I give somebody a call back and do a FaceTime where I can show you the space, I can show you some of the give you some of the dimensions of where I'm looking to have some flooring put in and at least get some rough estimates and get their project in line, so that when this is all over, the Carpetbaggers Carpet One would be able to swoop right in there and get the work done.
Absolutely, Tim. Using technology right now is another thing. Gosh, it's unbelievable that we can do so much with technology. But there's so many cool things that are out there, like room visualizers and things like that. You can actually take a picture of your home if you're sitting at home, send it to us, and with certain manufacturers, we can plug in any product they have in their line and say, this is what it's going to look like in your house. You actually get to see the picture of the new flooring in your home before you pick it out, which a lot of people love that. And I think that's been on the horizon for a long time, but it's finally starting to pop up where we can do this, and it's really cool. But we can do exactly what you said. We can have folks FaceTime us. We can walk them through the showroom, show them some of the options by the way of that or Zoom or some of these other things. And we still will go. Again, if we have folks call us, we can certainly be sure we got a good fit, but we certainly can still at this time go to people's homes and still measure. And, and we want to take precautions, but we can still measure and still give them quotes, and we're still doing that on a daily basis.
Yeah, and Carpetbaggers Carpet One, you've got that mobile showroom, right?
Yeah, we actually can bring the store to you. We can do that. It's the shop at home, as we kind of jazz the name up to shop at home. But you know, we certainly can bring the store to you. That's why we started back in 1992. We didn't have a showroom, so we loaded up samples and took it to people's homes. And you know, we've maintained that over the years, but in these times now that gives you another option, and it's a good one. So we try and find out exactly what you want, what you like, what you think you might be interested in, and we'll load it up and bring it to you, so you don't even have to come out. So it's a good option.
Excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpetbaggers Carpet One?
Well, certainly, you know, you can look us up on the web, carpet-baggers.com. You can call us at 843-571-0013. And again, it's good if you want to talk to someone, set an appointment to cater to your need. That's probably the best way to do it. Or you send us, you can contact, like I said, our website or email us or call us. But we're here for you, and we will get through this together.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dean Kelly, one of the owners of locally owned Carpetbaggers Carpet One. Thanks so much, Dean.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and on the phone with us now is Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim.
Good, good. Michael, take a moment and tell everybody about Express Sunrooms.
Well, we're a South Carolina licensed residential builder, but we specialize in outdoor living projects, hardscapes, pergolas, decks, awnings, sunroom, screen porches, any type of outdoor living lifestyle type of project is really our specialty and what we stick to.
Gotcha. And I wanted to start this interview off by asking you that question because Express Sunrooms only describes a little bit of what you folks are capable of.
Yeah, that's correct. When we started our company 15 years ago, sunrooms was the main thing that we've done. And over the years, we've learned that there was such a big need for more outdoor living spaces other than just sunrooms. So we started expanding from there, and the company's grown quite a bit. And we're basically the premier outdoor living contractor in the area now.
Excellent, excellent. Well, here's the important question. Is Express Sunrooms open for business?
Yeah, absolutely. We're you know, full speed ahead. This time of year typically is a very busy time of year for us. Everybody's getting outdoors and enjoying the sunshine, and outdoor living projects really become a big part of their lives. Obviously, with the things that are going on now, it's kind of changed our routines in life. But yeah, we're still trucking along and getting out there and building projects and putting smiles on people's faces.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I know that we've all had to sort of pivot a bit when it comes to how we do operate our businesses. What is Express Sunrooms doing differently to keep your staff safe and your customers safe?
Well, you know, when this situation started, one of the first things that we did is we said let's start at the very beginning of what we do and work our way through our entire process and figure out, you know, what we're doing right, what we need to improve on, and what we need to change. So we contacted, first step, our suppliers, the people that we buy our products from, and asked them that question. What are you guys doing to keep your customers safe and still be able to conduct business and your employees? And we walked through that process, and we took some of those best practices, and we implemented them with our company. We sat down and met with all of our employees and said, let's start at the beginning of the process and work our way through and find out what we need to do. So obviously we're practicing, you know, things like no contact, you know, no handshakes, fist bumps, high fives, keeping the 6-foot rule, sanitizing like we should. But we've done things like we put our employees in separate cars when they go out to job sites instead of them riding together. You know, they're wearing gloves. We had everyone sit down and basically make a pledge to operate with the policies that we come up with, the best practices that we come up with, and also hold each other accountable to make sure that, you know, out of habit, you don't do something the way you used to that you really shouldn't be doing now, like shaking a hand or getting too close to each other. So we've really done some great things in that capacity.
Yeah.
As far as the customer experience, obviously, there are some things that we have to do a little different now. We're a contractor that's on the outside of the home, so we're not coming into anyone's, you know, personal space inside their home, which is a big plus for a company like ours. But we've at the end of every year, we sit down as a company and think about what is it that we could do better next year. One of those things that we came up with to save time and create more convenience for our homeowners was video conferencing. It's a whole lot more personal than just a phone call, and better than a text or an email. And so we kind of started, you know, working with that idea of video conferencing in certain situations with our customers. Now that this has come around, we realized that was such a blessing for us to get some experience of that before this went full-fledged. So one of the things that we do now, obviously a customer can visit our website, they can call us, they can email us, they can look at project ideas. and we typically would go out and do a site visit with the customer. And we can still do that and maintain, you know, be sanitary and use gloves and maintain the six-foot rule. But we can also be on the outside of the home. A homeowner can stay inside their home. We can talk over the phone while we're evaluating the project. We can do FaceTime with the customer. And if a customer would feel even more comfortable not having someone at their home, we literally can go through the entire process through video conferencing with pictures. And then when they want to move forward with the project, they can sign off on it by email. When the material is delivered to their home, we go out there and make sure that it's put in the proper place and that it's in a sanitary situation as well. So there's lots of great steps that I think that we've evolved to be able to accommodate any type of customer's comfort level.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, it's really what we're trying to do is try to educate our listeners, get the word out to the public that, you know, you don't not everything is in Charleston is shut down, and there's still construction work going on. Construction was one of those industries exempted from the city of Charleston's new stay-at-home policy. So there's no need to not give Express Sunrooms a call and try to get your project going, because everybody's got a project this time of year. And I know that there's a lot of people stuck at home that are thinking they're making a list of all the different things that they want differently about their home so that they can turn the home they like into the home they love. And they can give Express Sunrooms a call and at least get the process rolling, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you just said it, Tim. A lot of folks are, you know, sitting at the house and not a whole lot else to do. And they're realizing, hey, I need more space. I need that outdoor living area. I want to spend time grilling out with my family, sitting by the fire pit in the evenings or out by the you know, the pond behind their house or whatever. And so we've actually seen, a reasonable amount of increase in the phone calls of questions. You know, you get there and you start realizing this because you are spending more time at home. And like you said, you're able to turn your house into the house you love. So, yeah, absolutely. We're open for business. We certainly want to take the steps to keep our employees and our customers safe. I think that we have those policies in place. And, yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, don't do what those what there's so many people out there that do that when there's like a hurricane that is a few days out. You know, we're in the cone of uncertainty and people will call up a shutter company and say, can you install shutters for me in the next 2 days? Obviously, you can't. And get a jump on those things. Don't let all progress just grind to a halt. People are working there. There's companies out there that can help you safely and improve your home and get those projects accomplished. Make the most of this downtime and get the ball rolling on some of those projects. How can folks get more information about Express Sunrooms?
Well, obviously they can visit us on the web. They can learn a little bit about our company. They can see projects that we've done all across the Lowcountry over the past 15 years. It's a great way to get some inspiration. Generally, homeowners tell us, wow, I've seen a picture of the back of a house exactly like mine, and they have what I want, so that's certainly a way to do it. They can call the office. It's 843-501-0036, or they can email us, or certainly they can text us as well.
All right, good deal. And you can always find Express Sunrooms in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking to Michael Gregory with Express Sunrooms. Thanks so much, Michael.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and now we're talking with Cynthia Mappas with Rick's Lighting and Home. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm doing terrific, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. And the big question is Rick's Lighting and Home open for business?
We absolutely are. We are doing things as most small businesses are, and way to keep our employees and our customers and the general public who visits us just as safe and healthy as we possibly can. We have are staying sanitized. We're staying clean. We are keeping the social distancing and doing business over the phone, doing business virtually, doing curbside pickup, or really in our business, people are calling in orders for, say, a ceiling fan, and we're taking it to them in the parking lot.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. And how long has Rick's Lighting and Home been around, Cynthia?
35 years
Wow, 35 years. And so I'm probably not going to cover them all, but Rick's Lighting and Home, you folks have weathered Hurricane Hugo. You've weathered, there was a recession in the early 90s. There was another recession in the early 2000s. There was a recession in 2008. We've had multiple hurricane scares and shutdowns and things like that. And now we've got this coronavirus. And Rick's Lighting and Home, you folks aren't, you folks are facing this challenge. You're not backing down, are you?
Involved as much for our employees who are really like family to us, and a lot of our customer base is really like family to us too. So we appreciate the fact then that in this internet driven society we've become, that there are people who still value the small business and who come to us and bring their kids to us,
mm-hmm,
for their first fixtures or a piece of furniture or something. We are feeling very blessed.
Yeah, that's true. That what a compliment that is when Rick's Lighting and Home has done business with the parents, and then the kids, there's those parents' kids grow up and they have projects of their own, and their parents are saying, "Oh, you got to go to Rick's Lighting and Home." What a compliment to you folks. And it's great to see so many local businesses, including Rick's Lighting and Home, the ingenious ways that you folks are adjusting to life with this coronavirus. And good news is the world is not coming to an end. We will get through this. And once everything is all and done, there's going to be so much pent up demand for so much building and remodeling, and the good news is you don't have to wait. You can start projects, at least get the ball rolling. You can give Rick's Lighting and Home a call and talk to one of their designers. I imagine someone could FaceTime your designers and show them the different spaces and the different rooms and get everything you need practically for whatever kind of lighting needs that those folks have, right?
Absolutely. We are encouraging people, as they are having a little more time on their hands, to maybe do some home projects. They have the option of keeping it local and budget friendly. Our closeout center, Tim, has ceiling fans starting at $49.
Oh, wow.
We have all sorts of lighting fixtures. We're happy to FaceTime people, or if people will reach out to us, email us, or call us, we're happy to take pictures of things in the showroom, walk them through it on FaceTime, or go back and forth with them. We've had several out to us on social media with Facebook and Instagram, and we're happy to work with people in a way that makes it easy for them to feel safe during this time.
Exactly. And I know Rick's Lighting at Home does a lot of business with custom builders who are they're in the process of building custom homes, and when a home is under construction, there's all you might run into is maybe a different subcontractor here or there, but usually the home is empty, that you can meet the builder over there, keep a nice safe distance to do a walkthrough for all the lighting.
Absolutely. We have our outside salespeople walking the homes, so when the homeowners either come in or reach out and we do virtual walkthrough with them, then we have the knowledge of their specific home and can help them with their needs.
Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rick's Lighting and Home?
Our website is in the process of being updated. We would love it if people contact us through the website, through social media. Our phone number is 843-763-2282. And email, you can email Rick directly. It's really easy, rick@rickslighting.com. And he will either answer your need or forward it to a salesperson who can.
And your physical location?
Is 1027 St. Andrews Boulevard. We are west of the Ashley. And one more thing I wanted to mention is that Rick has negotiated with a lot of our vendors on accent furniture, lamps, and mirrors. And we are now offering prices on those things that beat the internet to bits.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. And that's good that you folks are being so responsive to the fact that things might prevent homeowners from doing everything that they want, and so that might create a little bit of a slowdown. So you're lowering prices to help create that extra demand.
Absolutely. In any way, we're here to help. People can reach out. They can call. They can email. Again, on social media. Let us know what they need, and we'll do anything we can to help.
Well, Rick's Lighting and Home has survived hurricanes and floods and financial meltdowns, and now the coronavirus. You folks will be around for a long, long time.
Well, we certainly hope so.
Well, good. Well, we have been talking with Cynthia Mappas with Rick's Lighting and Home. Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Thank you. Have a great one.
And joining us on the phone right now is John Byram with Made Pro. How are you, John?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Good, good. John, take a moment and tell everybody about Made Pro.
Made Pro is a franchise company coming out of Boston. Made Pro Charleston and Somerville is owned by me. And we have about 31 residential and commercial cleaners that cover the area, you know, all the way from the north in Somerville, Ladson, Goose Creek, all the way down to Kiowa Island, and of course Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, and downtown.
Very good. And is Made Pro open for business?
We are open for business. We are in the SIC code for janitorial and cleaning services, so we are still, I guess, considered an essential business and are currently open.
Excellent. Okay. Well, that's good to hear. John, what kind of a message would you like to get out to the public about Made Pro?
Well, I guess with Made Pro, we, you know, are still open, number one. Number two, you know, we understand that some people have fears right now about allowing people into their homes. We do not send a team of people into your home. We send one person, and we carry products that are hospital grade disinfectants. Spick and Span Commercial and Comet Commercial are both hospital grade disinfectants, and all of our people have been trained and given materials on using those to disinfect high touch areas, countertops, switch plates, drawer pulls, etc.
Gotcha. So Made Pro, you folks are educating your employees on what some of these specific things that people need to do to stay safe during this coronavirus.
That is correct. We, as part of a franchise, we actually have someone in Boston that is, her title is Chief Cleaning Officer, believe it or not, and she has put out a video for all the Made Pros to view and all of our employees to view, and then made it available to the public as well. You can actually go out to madepro.com/coronavirus. You can have access to that video, and it will actually teach everybody, not just us, what should be done with disinfecting products. Because even if a product is a disinfectant, it actually needs time to work. Leaving a disinfectant product on a countertop, for instance, you don't want to wipe it dry. You want it to be wiped to spread it and make sure it has coverage, but you kind of want to leave it wet for it to kill germs and completely disinfect. Mm-hmm. When you just wipe to the point where it's dry, you're only sanitizing that area and not allowing the chemicals to have time to actually kill those germs.
Gotcha. What would you, I would imagine some of what you just said it would be appropriate to, but is there any other message you would recommend to homeowners who are stuck at home right now, and they want to try to keep their home as clean as possible? What kinds of products would you recommend that they try to pick up and use at home?
Well, like I said, we mostly have commercial products, but obviously there are products for retail, the name brands, Lysol, Clorox, etc. But you're going to want to find something that is a disinfectant. There are surface cleaners that are not disinfectants, so you're going to want to have a disinfectant, and mainly just what I said in terms of giving that disinfectant time to actually kill the germs. So just make sure not to wipe it dry. Wipe it to spread it and allow it to dry on its own.
Gotcha.
That will give about 10 minutes is what they're saying. In terms of allowing those products to stay on the surface. For homeowners, I would say, make sure to do high-touch items, meaning countertops, drawer pulls, door handles, switch plates, and also things that you're probably not going to think about, like a remote control for the television, things like that, the keys on your computer or your laptop. Things like that are places where you're going to end up touching quite a bit. And then, of course, wash your hands.
Right. Well, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, we decided to move that from the month of April to Saturday, June 13th, and we've got seven homes that will be on that tour, and Made Pro plays a very, very important role in the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, in that as soon as the tour finishes at 5 o'clock on Saturday, June 13th, teams of house cleaners from Made Pro will be visiting each of the seven homes. And what kind of, I know you might be repeating yourself, but what kind of surface cleaning will Made Pro be doing at each one of these homes?
Well, we're going to do everything as we normally would in terms of counters, switch plates, doorknobs, etc. For those homeowners on the tour, we are also going to make sure that we're doing all the floors as well. I mean, obviously people are going to be visiting the home and tracking through, so we just want to make sure that we give it a full good clean and make sure that the homeowners are kind of restored back to the cleanliness that they had before everyone walked through. So I think that's about it.
Very good. Well, that's plenty right there. Well, before we started the interview, you mentioned that MadePro is actually hiring right now.
Yes, we still are. The hours aren't great right now, just because we do have some folks that are canceling service. You know, we had somebody that had just flown in from out of country and was kind enough to say, "Hey, I don't think it's a good idea for you to come in and clean for us until I've gotten outside of a 2-week window." So, we are still hiring, especially for experienced cleaners. This is an essential business, and we're going to stay open and continue to clean homes and commercial properties. But when all of this comes around the corner and we get back to normal business, I probably have more work than we have people. So we're going to at least try to take advantage of hiring some folks while some other opportunities for them might not be available.
Right, right. Well, that's excellent. Well, John, how could folks get more information about MadePro?
The easiest thing is to go to madepro.com. There is all kinds of information about the franchise and everything down on the local level at madepro.com/Charleston or madepro.com/Somerville. We have two offices in town, and it's got all kinds of great information about what we do, points out our checklist of items that we clean at each home each time, and also has some important information now about coronavirus, and that is linked from the front page, and it has a letter to our customers in there, as well as different pieces of information and even links to other news stations around the country for other, I guess, TV spots and things like that, where like today, other MadePros have been interviewed.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with John Byram with MadePro, and special thanks to MadePro for being responsible for cleaning all seven of the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour coming up on Saturday, June 13th. And tickets are available at Charleston, Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour.com, Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour.com. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you. Talking about a home, talking about a home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do. I said a home, talking about a home. Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. Yeah, I'm talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said a home. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.